Hello there, welcome to the second edition of What the Foot. I'm here today with Steve.
Hi.
And Adam.
Hello.
Once again. There we go, we got there in the end. So coming up today, we're going to, at the end of the podcast, we're going to open our team of the season guaranteed SBC packs for the Spanish League. We're going to talk about the current team of the season, like how it's going at the moment. And a few other things of the upcoming team of the season. And also, we've discovered a new meta in the game, which is quite exciting. So I thought we'd start off with the... First of all, just saying, how's team of the season going for you guys? What do you think so far? How's your pack luck been? All that sort of thing.
How's your pack luck been? Basically aimed at me, right?
Yeah,
so,
Steve.
Yeah, so basically, I opened... I saved some packs, so I must have saved it. So I've done the Bacon Sane SBC, you know, for the left wing Bacon Sane. And so I saved all those packs. I dumped in a 80s, do you know the baby icon? I dumped that in for Desai, but I didn't do Desai, but I just dumped it in for the pack. So I had about 15 good packs plus a few marquee matchups. And I pulled Walker, team of the season, and Mahrez, team of the season,
and Sterling,
a bunch of. Hang on, I was getting to that.
Oh,
and a bunch of 84s and stuff, and then I had another pack opening for some reason. Yeah, and then we had the Premier League SBCs, didn't we? And then I pulled Lukaku in my first one, and then I pulled Ashford Quero in my second one, untradeable. So that was good. And then I had like I accumulated loads of other packs from like various SBCs in the week, I think, like marquee matchups and marquee matchups and rewards. So I was like, well, I'm not going to let this opportunity go to waste. I'm going to try and pull another Prem one, and I pulled Sterling. So now I basically have a massive upgrade of my team because I pulled like...
Basically, you've had an absolutely unbelievable pack luck.
Yeah, I've basically packed five good team of the seasons.
And you've
and the Mahrez as well when I sold it. The Mahrez when I sold it was 200k. Like, no, 250k, sorry. So, because it was right at the start. So yeah. I like made a bit of money on that. Sold Walker for 600k, sold Sterling for 300k. So I made like 1.1 million, which isn't too bad. But then also made Lukaku and Ashford Quero.
Hello?
2 million, oh, really.
Steve, you're in quiet for a second there, but it's all good.
Which is quite good when you want to build a Prem team, to be honest. So, yeah. So
yeah.
I did pretty good.
You did do pretty good. We'll tweet out your team, I think, at some point from the What the Foot Twitter page.
I'll show you my team because I've spent the money, and we'll talk about that when we talk.
If you find us on Twitter at What the Fut, or WTFUT podcast on Twitter, then that's our Twitter page. We will be more active on there eventually.
Yeah, hopefully once we're allowed back in Sunderland.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. But so I. Really annoyingly, I had a load of untradeables and did the Rijkaard SBC, which, you know, I love. I thought he was the best CDM I'd used in the game, and I thought he was brilliant. Did the Rijkaard SBC, then 2 days later, I packed untradeable Matic in my Premier League SBC pack, which was just bloody great. So now I've got the most, like, immobile but strong central midfield. Like,
it's good, ever. Though. I bet you don't concede a lot of goals.
It's... FIFA 18, of course I can see a lot of goals. I also randomly, just because I had a load of untradeables and wanted some packs, did the SBC for De Bruyne, the Premier League. And that De Bruyne is absolutely magic. And if the team of the season or the team of the year, like, they're obviously better. Like, I can't imagine how good they are.
But they're not that much better. You look at their stats. They've got a bit more pace, but he doesn't need pace because he's just so good with the ball. And on here, he is so good with the ball and so good at, like, weaving in and out. I mean, he's got 93 dribbling and 94. You don't need more than that.
I don't know what it is about De Bruyne this year, but he's just spectacular. He's so good.
Well, I was saying to Adam before we come on the air, Eriksen, like, the team of the year Eriksen,
yeah,
is, like, better than De Bruyne. in my opinion. He's just got a, he's De Bruyne is a much better centre midfielder because he's got like better tackling. He's a bit stronger. Like, do you know he has that, like, the secret tackling that some players have? De Bruyne has that.
Yeah. I said to you in the chat, I said he tackles like Nainggolan.
He
shoots like.
Whereas Eriksen has like the best pinger. Like, Eriksen, I'm the most comfortable with his shot.
Really?
Like, I can't explain it. But
he's
just
only
like
400 or 500k at the moment as well, Eriksen.
I would like, if you've got 500k and you can fit him in, I'd recommend Eriksen.
I mean, other than that, my pack luck's been pretty poor, to be honest. But nowhere near. I don't know what you've done, Steve. You've obviously sacrificed something to the EA gods.
Yeah, I sacrificed loads of Sunderland fans.
We may as well explain this now. So basically, apparently in our pilot, one of us said that Sunderland was on Tyneside.
I said that Sunderland was on Tyneside. And it's Wearside. And we apologise wholeheartedly.
We should know it's on Wearside, to be fair, because on PES they're always called Wearside FC. So
I used to rename
them to Blunderland.
Yeah, Blunderland Rovers. I don't know why they're not Sunderland Rovers, but Blunderland Rovers just sounds like it would be a good crap team. Like Blunderland Rovers. League One, Blunderland Rovers versus Accrington Stanley.
Just so we're not offending any Sunderland fans, we would have renamed Newcastle, but they were actually the licensed team that year on PES.
Is that true? Okay.
Yeah, it was when they had Owen.
Cool. What could you call them though? Like New Crapple? Like, there's not a lot you can do them. Pooh Castle. There you go.
Great.
Pooh Castle.
That's it. Just offend everyone up north. Like, let's just. Well, I say up north. North of
Fiddlesborough.
Just go for the whole area.
Yeah, let's just do them. Can I start in New York? Next podcast, Yorkshire teams. Let's go.
We're just offend. Oh dear. Right. So yeah, so we apologise if we offended any Sunderland fans. Sort of apologise. Apologise in the way that Chris Coleman apologised for getting relegated.
Oh my God. I do feel sorry for them because they're a big club. Hopefully they'll bounce back up.
You don't like to see it with clubs like that.
Not like that. When you get teams like Burnley in the Premier League and you got Sunderland just like...
I think we are going to manage to offend the whole of the UK in this podcast. When you get teams
Wigan couldn't even pack out 20,000 seater in the Premier League when they're playing Manchester United. Come on, like they didn't deserve to be in the Premier League. Like, I don't care.
To be fair,
I'm not worried about offending Wigan fans because about four of them. So bring it on, take you all on at once. Right.
I used to live in Brighton, right? And genuinely, there were more Palace fans in Brighton than there are like Brighton fans.
Don't say that, for goodness sake. We're going to get
Okay, moving swiftly on.
Just while we're here, south of the river, there's more West Ham fans and Millwall fans.
Right, thank you for listening to the one and only ever edition of our podcast.
Oh my God, we're going to have to edit the whole of this bit out.
We're a sandwich.
we're very sorry if everyone wants to excommunicate us from the foot and football community. Then yeah, we understand, it's all over.
Messi's overrated.
Don't even care. Right. So I should also at this point mention that Adam has said that if he packs Messi in his SBC, he's actually going to be really annoyed and upset and either bring him off the bench or submit him to an SBC.
I think this is a bluff. I think that he's just
I think he's going to quick sell him.
But you put that Messi in. I mean, he's a good player, obviously. But like, you put that Messi in your squad. It's like 98 in it. You work that in. I don't know how you
work it in.
Right. Anyway, we've digressed quite a lot here. So Adam, how's your pack luck been?
So we all heard Steve's. You know what? It actually didn't start out that bad. I done a draft. I had like a draft token, I think. From ages ago, put it in, didn't get too far actually, and ended up packing a team of the season, the EFL guy, really, really crappy one. Only sold him for about 40k, I think.
Should have kept the hell out of him.
Should have kept, yeah.
But you didn't know that at the time.
I did the same. I got thingy from Fulham. I can't remember his name now, but and I sold him quite quickly. And who knew that they were going to be 80k and nearly go extinct?
And that's that. After that, it kind of went downhill to the point where I was essentially using coins to buy packs rather than.
You let it get to you, though. You should have.
Adam made the mistake as well of actually buying packs
with coins.
Then, yeah.
With in-game coins, not real money.
Yeah. Because I was so sure that. You know what? Weirdly, as like an Arsenal fan, I honestly thought that I was going to pack Harry Kane. Like, I had like this vision that I was going to pack Harry Kane and start singing "He's One of Our Own" and then put him on the market.
Interesting how now Wenger's left, you call yourself an Arsenal fan, by the way.
Oh, no. The moment, you know, the moment he announced it, I had my Arsenal shirt on that Steve actually bought me for Christmas years ago when Wenger was bearable. Sorry.
To be fair, that top was from when Wenger wasn't in the club, so it's all right.
Yeah.
Cool. So, what do we think of Team of the Season so far? Like, it's been ridiculously easy to get your hands on Team of the Season players, I think.
So is one of the things that I was going to talk about with the meta, but, like, the players that I've used, like Eriksen, Firmino, Lukaku, Fernandinho, Ramos, Azpilicueta, I've used all of them. they're all fantastic. And Lukaku, I've seen people complain about, and he does miss hit shots one every like 10, maybe one every 20, 30, 40 shots. He might miss hit one. But for every one he miss hits, he hits one awkwardly and it goes ping in top corner. If you look at the stats, like there's an abundance of 99 pace, 99 whatever you want it to have. I mean, it's beautiful. It's also horrible at the same time, but
I think in general though, like I just looked at my club earlier and I've got Partey, Højlund, Pope, all these people who I've like packed, who I'm just not using, who are Team of the Season.
It's
just been so easy. Yeah, it's been so easy to get your hands on Team of the Season through objectives and stuff. And I think credit to EA that they've made. It doesn't feel like so much it's pay to win with or pay to get a team in the season, it's play. And I think with the objectives, I've made this point to you guys that I think it's really good as well. They're trying to get people to play throughout the week, not just at the weekend.
Yeah.
A lot of the objectives are in seasons and squad battles and stuff.
I think that's good. The only thing I do say is I don't know what they've done with the rest of the world. Like, only getting them in the MSBCs, and it's not repeatable, is it? You can only do it once, can't you?
Yeah.
I mean, that Lozano, which is coming out this week, is going to be it's going to be rarer than Cristiano. Everyone is doing that SBC with the goal in mind to get Lozano.
Yeah.
And everyone else, who even cares who else is there? Like, is there anyone else that you look at and think, oh, that's a good player? There's one other good player, and he's right back in the Swiss league, and so he's unusable because he's in the Swiss league. You can't link him in.
If you got icons, you can. I think.
Oh,
there's...
Jesus, he's amazing. Sorry, I just saw him.
Yeah, he's ridiculously good. He's really, really good. But he's going to be hard to link in.
Yeah. Are we talking about... what's his name?
Drury? No, that's not... That might not be his name. I can't remember.
The Cleveland Teddy Chevrolet.
Oh, Mbabu.
Right. That's the one.
He plays for Young Boys, yeah? He does look good. Obviously, You can link him in with icons.
Do you know as well, who actually looks good out of that lot? If I can just, hopefully, this will load up.
Kokorin looks good.
Who's Kokorin?
Kokorin, for Zenit. 93 pace, 91 dribbling, 89 shooting.
Oh, yeah, three-star weak foot. I mean, they'd look okay, but you can't work them into a squad.
Chevalier's not terrible.
Do you know who
Oh, that Farfan's pretty good.
Yeah, I was about to say Jefferson.
I said there's some interesting players to make the game a bit more, you know, that you're not going to see the same players. We were going to talk about a new meta, and now's a good time to talk about it. That everyone seems to have Zaha, and a lot of people have got the likes of Vardy. I've seen a lot of Lukaku's this weekend league. What players have you guys seen a lot of?
Have you seen a lot of Lukaku?
Yeah.
Really?
And
I haven't seen that many Lukaku's. I've seen a few Agüero's, like the tip top one.
But there's a lot of Zahas. He's definitely seems to be
Zaha.
Like...
There's a lot of 4-3-3 as well though now. Like before, people go into 4-1-2-1-2 because they didn't want to switch. Like people getting bored of pausing. There's a lot of 4-3-3 and people sticking with it. I've seen a lot of sellers. You always can see a lot of sellers because there's so many and all very good. I've seen a lot of Zahas, and I mean like out of 25 games in weekend league. I know not console. Sorry, out of 25 games in weekend league, I reckon I saw 18 Zahas.
Yeah, I think about the same.
I've done the Zaha as well. That was one of the things I got my packs from. And I would recommend that you two do Zaha as well if you
can. He's very cheap.
Very cheap. And he's a great bench player. He's great off the bench. He's really good off the bench. He's got 91 finishing, 94 acceleration, 96 agility.
And it's 100K.
And it's worth it, especially with how much that flipping Lozano is going to be. But yeah, I saw a lot of him. I've seen a lot more Bacon Sane's as well. Like more than I expected.
Yes, I've seen a lot of Sane.
A lot of the team of the season Sane. There are a lot of team of the season players that about. I've seen quite a few Mahrez's as well. Like a lot of people playing that. I've seen a few Firmino's. Defenders, a lot less defenders. I've seen people playing Bailey, Boateng still, and Neuer.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen a lot of change in defenders. Which is weird because me and you have used Jesper Kutter, haven't we, Tom?
We were going to talk about him. So I decided to stump up some money for Alzapuerta just to try him. And I think he's the best defender I've used possibly ever in FIFA. I've got anchor on him and he doesn't lose out on a lot of headers. He is pacey. He's so quick. He's quicker than most strikers. It's amazing to see people try and get him behind with like Gabriel Jesus and then to see Alzapuerta like outpace them or get the ball back. And I think what's underrated about him, and I was saying this to Adam, is his ball control. Because he's got such great ball control, when he intercepts, the ball sticks to his feet. It doesn't like move around. When he intercepts the ball, it literally stays stuck to his feet. I think he's fantastic.
So
he is pricey, but he's the best player defender I've used.
That brings me on to the one Spanish player that I've used, and that's Ramos. And he is on the ball, he is like having a midfield, like good, really good midfielder. I've got Catalyst on him because his defensive stats are so good, they don't need changing. Wow. He already has 99 jump and 91 strength, but he has 99 ball control and 93 agility on his own. Like, and as a defender, like he's just so good. He's just very nippy, very quick. He wins every tackle. He doesn't get out strengthened. He doesn't get out paced. He's just super, 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 super solid. He's unreal. It's never out of position. Him and Aspilicueta are like the dream team, and they're both Spanish as well, so you should be able to work them in. Like,
yeah,
I really, really highly recommend them. I did my joint best on Foot Champs this week because partly because of the team I had, because I went up. I mean, everyone went up, but I went up way more than they went.
Than the average because of your packs.
Because of my pack luck.
But I think in general we were talking about a new meta and basically just the Premier League's back in.
Yeah,
and we've seen a lot of Zaha, I've seen a lot of Salah, and I've seen a lot of Bailey and Alzapuerta together.
Like I said though, they're using the 4-3-3. They're keeping the wingers now, like because before there wasn't a lot of wing play. Now that seems to be back in fashion again.
Yeah,
I've seen that. Like,
I sort of agree that Foot Champs this week there was a lot more, and I think it's because there's more like good.
Well, the thing
there
is,
and there's
any Son left wing is amazing, right? And then for right wing, you've got your choice of Sterling, Mahrez,
Salah.
You've got your choice of those three, like depending on how you want to play. That's a lot of choice because you've got Sane and Son on the left, and then and they're all quite cheap. I mean, the Son is like 700K the team of the season, but the Sane is like 300K. 400k, that's not for the stats it's given out. That's nothing, absolutely nothing.
You're right,
yeah.
And I think that the Premier League one has made it broken. I'll be interested to see it this week with the Spanish one because I don't think many people are going to pack Cristiano, Messi, Griezmann.
I mean, you probably will know in your pack luck later.
Well, if I pull Messi,
can I say of the one I tried, I had a Casemiro, I used it to get the
you won it in the last SBC, didn't you?
Yeah, and then I was just like, I might as well just trade in because unfortunately I'm not going to use it. but I might end up regretting that because his tackling was unbelievable. Like, if you compare him and Ramos defensively, they're not miles different, to be honest. Casemiro's just that turned down. He's obviously not got the pace, but 95 defending with 97 interceptions. Okay, 83 heading's not great, but 93 marking, 98 stand tackle, 97 sliding. His passing's 90, his dribbling's 88, and he scored an absolute corker for me. I found him a good option off the bench, but compared to some of the team of the seasons you've seen, he's not in the same conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But that's it. Well, I mean, the thing is, if he had a bit more pace, do you know what, right? One of the things that I hope that they do fix, players like De Bruyne and Modric, where they make them almost unplayable because they put the pace low.
Yeah.
They need to stop doing that. Like, Casemiro should have, like, 80 pace. He's, like, I'm not going to say that. I think they can solve it with, like, acceleration versus sprint speed.
Yeah.
Give, like, these players, like, 85 acceleration and then just give them, like, 70 sprint speed. So they can't, like, sprint down the pitch like a Lukaku can, but they can catch someone when they need to.
So they're not Aubameyang, but they can. So what I like about Pez, well, one of the only things, is that there's an off the ball stat and with the ball stat, acceleration. And I think FIFA could really do with. Like, so players like Aubameyang's really quick off the ball, not quite as quick with the ball. So he wouldn't be quite so OP like early on in the game.
Yeah.
Players like Milinkovic-Savic, who seem quicker than they are in the game, or, okay, that's probably a bad example, but yeah, like Casemiro, like Matic, who watch them in real life. And they actually run, like, reasonably
Modric is not that slow. Modric, at the end of the day, Modric is an athlete. He's not Andy Reid, again, the Sunderland people. But he's not Andy Reid.
So true.
But Andy Reid was, like, a big bloke. And he was even fit, like, he was even reasonably fit. Like, compared to a normal person, I bet you he could probably run rings around you. Like, you just don't think it because of what he's compared to. And I think that some people get absolutely done by that. And people like, even Busquets, I'm not a Busquets fan, but he's unplayable because of his pace. It's not fair.
Yeah, and it's so not fair on a player that's not, he's not that bad.
He's not 50 pace.
No.
Yeah,
like,
Well, it seems to be midfielders like Kroos.
It's because they don't ever break through, so they don't need the pace. His Busquets is not half the speed of Cristiano.
Yeah.
Therefore, shouldn't have half the pace of Cristiano.
Yeah, Busquets, Kroos, Rakitic, all these players. Like,
I love Rakitic. Oh, God, I hope West Ham sign him. Come on, David.
You haven't got Bilic anymore, sorry.
Yeah, true.
I will say an interesting thing. You were mentioning earlier... I'm sure we'll get into this in another podcast, but you mentioned earlier about the about like how some players run faster off the ball and stuff. They have done a few things like that because, I mean, I've seen various videos on YouTube. I've looked at certain parts of the game and stuff, and they do have not just traits, but other underlying things in them. Gareth Bale in FIFA 17, even though he's pace, but he wasn't as close to Aubameyang, but with the ball, he was so much quicker than Aubameyang. Like, I've seen where they've done frame by frame tests of it, and Aubameyang always ended up being
That's something that we want to talk about, like when we want to get into the nitty gritty, like as we go on the podcast, like especially in the summer, we're going to talk about the traits and what traits are good traits and what traits are bad traits. And I think that is something that people should look for in players. And I think the good players, it's like five star, that has only become a thing like FIFA 17, FIFA 18. Like now people are starting to notice these sort of things.
I don't know, five star skills I always noticed in like FIFA 12, to be fair.
Oh, okay. Well, I only got competitive, like properly competitive last year. I mean, I won Div 1 in like FIFA 14 and stuff, but I only got properly competitive last year and this year.
Yeah.
And so I think that was the only time I started to notice them sort of things and what defenders do. It's like the difference between Koulibaly and Koyat, they have the same work rates, but Koyat is never out of position. Koulibaly always is.
Yeah, don't get me started on Koulibaly. I talked about him on the last podcast.
All right, anyway.
So Well, while we were talking about, we briefly touched on the rest of the world, but I was going to just talk about how do we feel what they've done with the rest of the world having a top 50. Obviously, they have had to squeeze the leagues in before the World Cup.
I think that it's disgraceful doing it as SBCs because, like I said, like it means all the good ones get saturated by lucky players and then all the bad ones get left to rot on the pile, basically.
I mean,
and you only get a chance at one of them. So it's very hard for you to, if you want, say if there's like two you want in a week, it's going to be very hard to get it if you haven't got a lot of money, like unless you spend the cash, which is obviously what they want.
Yeah, that's what they want you to do, is spend the money. Obviously, I know it's quite close to your heart, Adam, being the lack of a Turkish league. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, Turkish league and Portuguese league, I think it's been... I would have been more forgiving if it was top 100, and they just done it 1 week, Hackham, that's it. Because we need to, like, there's going to be certain players. I mean, obviously, I'm fingers crossed, hoping, begging, pleading, Quaresma, but there's going to be players like you, Quaresmas and stuff, where people have been smart enough to work them into squads, or they've, like, designed certain things where, I mean, my team is very designed around having a Quaresma and a Gelson Martins. And I'm not expecting them to make another left wing Quaresma, but if he's going to end up being like 300,000, 400,000, it just doesn't make sense. It's not a league where it should have been that. It's been smartly done. And I feel like they're going to price us out of it.
Yeah. Well,
I think that the team of the season, like the way they've done it, last year they did it like Sunday. I might got the days wrong. It might have been Tuesday, Friday. I think it was Tuesday, Friday. Tuesday was a jobby team of the week. No offence to the Leicester team of the weeks that come out on them. Mm-hmm. And then team of the season, sorry. And then on Friday was the main team of the season. Yeah. And then it gave it like a half moon, like a moon sun sort of way. So it was like you could get the Portuguese one from Tuesday to Tuesday. You could get the Premier League one from Friday to Friday. And so then there was a brief interchange where you could get both, but then obviously it would change. So it'd be from Portugal to Turkish, say. And I think that was really, really good. I thought that was a good way to do it. And I think they could have just about fitted it in. And I think that I like the team of the rest of the world top 50, and I like the reveals and stuff. I think that's really good. But I don't like the way that they've done it. So Wednesday SBC. I mean, I don't know if they're very common or very easy to get, but I know you need a team of the week to get them, don't you? I think it's...
Yeah, I believe so.
And I bet you it's going to be hard to get when it's... Cause
we'll see with this SBC, because I think it's going to go up in requirements the better the...
Yeah, we went from 82, so this one's going to be 83, and the next one's going to be 84, and the last one's probably going to be 85. I hope it's not 85. Because that would be, I think that's right. I might not be right. I mean, we might have to check that. But like, if you need 84, because Quaresma's going to be top 10. I'm playing out then. Talisca might be 10, 20, but Quaresma's going to be top 10 because Quaresma's going to be like.
I think Talisca will be about 90, 91 because his last special card was 86.
Yeah. 293.
Yeah. Because Quaresma was 87, his last special card.
Yeah. So, and he has other. I think them two are dead set, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the rest, I mean, you don't know who they're going to put in, do you, really?
No.
No.
I'm sure people have got ideas, and we had general ideas about the squads. If you want to go back and listen to completely outdated, incorrect predictions. Yeah. But also, one thing we've all noticed is that it's looking like the Calcio A and League One are going to be the same, either the same team or in the same week.
So
yeah,
I reckon it's going to be two different squads. They're going to have a bumper sale. Like they're going to be like, buy the packs, people, buy the packs. Woo. Like, cause you've got two double chance of packing them. Yeah. And then also you can have one that, cause you know, they do the refresh, which they've been doing. It's been Sunday one, Tuesday the other. I reckon they'll do Sunday Serie A, Sunday they'll do Liga One, and then Tuesday they'll do Calcio R.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting as well is, so the World Cup's released on the 29th, which is a few days after the Calcio R and League One team of the season, and the same week following on from that will be from the FIFA Ultimate Team of the Season. Any packs you buy on the World Cup FIFA will also go onto your other account, your actual FIFA account. So I'm expecting the Calciar and League One players there to be a lot of them about. And hopefully they'll a bit like the Premier League, there's been that a lot of players ended up cheaper than we expected them to be. And I'm hoping
I'm not looking forward to that Immobile.
As a Serie A fan and a guy who watches probably more Serie A than Premier League, I'm really looking forward to that.
I'm not looking forward to that Immobile.
And part of me wants Buffon to retire so we get an end of an era Buffon SBC. But part
who
of me
do you reckon will be
Buffon.
End of who do you reckon will be end of the era this year?
There could be a Carrick.
Yeah.
I think that's a possibility.
Oh, did we do the talk about messing up people with pace?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but to be fair, Carrick wasn't that pacey. Like,
yeah, but he didn't need it.
No.
The thing is, with the goodbye, nice knowing you cards, they generally do bump them up quite a bit in pace. I mean, Totti went from 40 to like 90 or something.
Yeah, but Totti was once like fairly pacey.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a bit outdated now, but it annoyed me what they did with Kaká. That Kaká in his prime was a very pacey player and didn't have a lot of strength. And for some reason, they gave him strength, like 85 strength, but 85 pace.
Well, if you look at this, there's a video on YouTube of Kaká outrunning Messi while he's dribbling.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Which is beautiful to watch, as we are three not Messi fanboys. Yeah.
Well, I'm not necessarily against Messi.
I've got nothing against him. I just think Cristiano Ronaldo is a better footballer. And I do think that it's a team game and that sometimes Cristiano is selfish, which doesn't necessarily help the team, whereas Messi probably can be a bit more helpful to a team in certain situations.
As David Myler, I think, put it the other day on his one of his YouTube videos, he said, like, Messi might be the GOAT, but Ronaldo's the FIFA GOAT.
I disagree with that. But
I mean, when it comes down to like raw stats and using them on FIFA, Ronaldo's obviously the better player.
Yeah. And if you ever go into a Champions League knockout game. I'll stop.
That's right. There's a special. I want there to be a special Higuain like one to watch card where you use it in a knockout final when it goes rubbish all of a sudden.
Could you imagine?
42 overall.
The anti Halloween.
If they ever do dynamic stats and then they're like trait Higuain nervous finisher in a final, which is not going over the bar.
He can score 9 in a semi, but he
oh my lord, cool. He's
like an attribute card, like -10 stats in finals, like.
Yeah.
I think I don't want to jump ahead too much whilst especially we're in the team of the season, but I have been seeing a few rumblings recently about possible Champions League integrations next year.
I think that's definitely something we can talk about.
We'll talk about it in the summer. We'll talk about it when we're waiting for the release of FIFA 19, which I'm sure we'll still do a few podcasts and have a good old time.
Indeed.
So
basically, like we said at the weekend, we were going to preview the World Cup. We're looking quite a lot into that. We've got a few thoughts on they're releasing the stats bit by bit and the teams bit by bit,
and they all look terrible.
So far, they've released Germany and Belgium.
Belgium, Argentina, Mexico. I think that's it.
And as fans of Nainggolan and Dybala, I will have some very interesting thoughts.
We'll wait.
If it's okay with you guys, I'm going to give one very quick prediction.
Okay.
At the moment, Timo Werner is the scariest thing I've seen. That card is so much further ahead.
Can you use chemistry items in World Cup?
I honestly can't remember if you could last year. I don't think chemistry styles
were a thing.
What do you mean last year? Last time. Chemistry styles weren't a thing, so it'll be interesting
because that will change the game a little bit.
Yeah,
it will slow the game right down. Which
if there's none,
very
if there's none, then people like Timo Werner and Dam becomes damn good.
Yeah,
right? We talk about Belgium.
Frightening.
Anyway,
cool. So I think it's about time that we opened our packs.
Is that what's next? Is that the next bit?
Yeah.
Actually, I'll tell you what. I think we should delay a little bit.
No, this is time. This is a good time to do it.
This is a good time.
Okay, Alan said it's the time to do it.
Right.
We've got to edit
basically,
out.
Basically, we've got to run.
Wait, we've got to edit out because I can't use his last name.
No.
He can. I don't care. My Twitter handle.
There you go, Mr. Stephen Valance the second.
Well, people are going to know.
He's actually a lord.
People are going to know your surname, aren't they? Like, everyone has surnames on these things.
I don't. Yeah, mine's Tom. My ancestor's name.
He always knows where he's going, doesn't he?
Exactly. My ancestor's name, the popular sat-nav system.
Right. So how are we doing
okay.
it? Am I going first?
I think Steve should go first.
Yep.
All right, so
I'm
going to
fire up the game, actually.
Yep.
I'll wait for Adam to fire up the game first.
Okay. So, yeah, we're going to open our packs, and it's live. Get live reactions.
Miss something? Do you feel like we've missed something?
No.
You just want to open the packs? You're going to be like, oh, yeah, by the way, Neymar SBC and Mbappe SBC, we haven't covered them because there's no way we're going
to
ever...
I would like to quickly say that I do think the Mbappe SBC looks lovely. Mbappe looks lovely. Neymar, obviously, is an insane card. It's $1.5 million to do. Like, if maybe do it, but wait for the team of the season. That I think if you did Sane SBC,
they're going to go down.
But Mbappe looks lovely, and the Mbappe team of the season, I cannot wait for, because Mbappe is one of my favourite players.
Are we ready?
Yes, Stephen, if you'd like to start.
I do feel nervous, right? Okay, it's opening now.
Oh,
it's the team of the season.
Oh, really?
It is a Brazilian centre, got Casemiro.
Right.
94 though. Tell you what, he'll be useful in the future. I'll take that though. 94. I've heard people getting worse.
Yeah.
There we go.
Right. Who would like to go next? Me or
Tom,
you, Adam?
Am I next?
Tom next.
Okay.
Tom.
You're actually going to get the sound because I'm recording from my computer. So that's going to be exciting. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, it's blue.
Ooh.
Nationality?
Oh, my God. French. No, it's Hernandez. I saw French and then Atletico for a second.
Oh, no.
It's okay. He does look good. Oh, he does look good.
Okay.
Okay, he'll probably get recycled, but that's fine.
All right.
Who am I going to be?
Come on, Adam.
Ooh.
Oh, my God, it's the team of the season.
Oh, what are the chances?
We all did the same joke.
Spanish, striker, Valencia, Rodrigo.
Oh, that's all right.
97 pace, 93 shooting. Shame that you're going to go into an SBC just like Messi would have.
Rodrigo.
That's fine.
I tell you what, though, we didn't get the worst ones. Like,
no.
People were complaining about
Busquets.
That Busquets is not good, to be fair. That is fair.
Like, how is it so bad? Why did they do it? If you put Hawk on Rodrigo.
I'm not disappointed.
That Rodrigo is really good off the bench, Adam.
Yeah, he really is.
He is, yeah.
Bye bye, Baldy DL for now.
Although I used him, I didn't like him, but he might be better at team of the season because his team of the season puts him up 9. So
I imagine the team of the season will be better.
Yeah, 93 Chile.
This card looks really good.
There
especially
we go.
For a little. Oh,
99 short power. He's only got 3-star weak foot, which is something that I hate.
Yeah, that's
he knows every back card though, and he always smashes it in with his left foot for me.
Cool.
Oh, really?
So...
Yeah.
Right. Cool. So there's our packs. So I just wanted to say a quick.
I got the best pack again. 94.
Yeah, I suppose you did. typical. So I just want to say
in a 94.
A quick thanks to everyone who listened to us. Our first podcast. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes.
I hope you get our sense of humour and not.
Yeah.
We don't have Harvey of Sunderland after us after this.
Yeah, please direct all hate mail to Stephen.Valance at whatever his name, his email
is. This is not Stephen.Valance at hotmail.co.uk.
Well done, you just ducked yourself. Great.
editing.
I don't care if I get fan mail, you lot can be jealous.
but yeah, thank you for people who have listened to us and downloaded. We have actually had some feedback, which we sort of just chucked up the first episode and went away and thought about it, and now we're back. But we're going to try and do it a bit more frequently.
We'll do it more frequently. We'll just talk about our experiences and stuff, and like, as the game has less stuff coming out, I mean, there's gonna be footies and all that sort of stuff, but as the game has less stuff coming out at the end of the cycle, I think we'll be able to talk about more like the tactical stuff and the traits and all them sort of things.
Yeah,
and we may have a few guests that we may invite on as well, hopefully in the future, depending on if we get the listeners to command the guests. Yeah.
But I mean, we are essentially just three mates, like, messing about
at the moment,
talking about FIFA.
Which
is fine.
I will say
none of us are pros. None of us are chief investors.
I'll put my picture on the Twitter actually of my squad.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do it as a GIF or something?
Whatever you want to do. Any format, bitmap.
I was going to take a photo on my phone. That's not very good, is it?
Now take a screenshot and do it on there. Not with your whole screen, obviously. But yeah, so we will share on Twitter more stuff if you follow us at Twitter. Once again, Twitter, we are What The Fuck Podcast. If you find us on there, we're the one with the guy dabbing, the silhouette of the guy dabbing.
Do you know what, as well, actually? There's a lot less dabbers.
Yeah,
dabbing's old now. I mean, I do the worm quite a lot. Don't know about you guys. Or the Ronaldo. The Ronaldo is quite popular this year.
I do flips.
And
the Mexican dance.
What's the Mexican dance?
Not Mexican, sorry, South American.
Yeah, the salsa, like,
get killed.
Do you know what the one that I hate? I genuinely hate. And now if anyone ever plays me, they're gonna do it. It's the Hotline Bling.
I do it against you. I had Griezmann for months, and I did it every game against you. And
I hate it. I really hate that celebration. I don't know why. It's something that I just don't like. It just looks like a knob. Are we allowed to swear?
This is a mark.
It looks like an
explicit by iTunes.
He looks like an absolute dick. I just hate it. Look at me. I'd love to kick that head in.
Right.
So
on today's podcast, we've ascertained that we dislike Lionel Messi, Sunderland, and Antoine Griezmann's celebration. Anyone else we want to upset? I think that's it, guys.
I think that is it. Oh, no, that's it.
Yeah? Are we happy?
Something else. One last thing that I wanted to add was that we will be exploring some of the more interesting things, such as some of the mechanics in the game and stuff. For us, for PC players, we can sometimes have a look at certain things in the game that you can't really with
basically code. Adam basically goes
a little bit
code and goes, oh, look, how do you do the Sterling crap himself run? Oh, it's stuck in the game on its own.
I've just given this 89 or 68 rated Leighton Orient player the Sterling run.
Well, there was that time when I made my whole team 7-7. I'll have to post a picture of that on the account.
Do you remember when Jamie Punchin did the Sterling run? He runs. I mean, he does. Do you remember? He ran off the pitch and then came back on, and he went pop. That was amazing.
Wow. And on that bombshell, I think we'll end it there. So yeah, see you guys next week, and thank you for listening. And I think we'll let the immortal words of Paul Gascoigne play us out. Cheers, guys.